Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day. What a great weekend. We are coming up to what used to be known almost universally as the Glorious Fourth. There is something glorious about the 4th of July, about the origins of this nation, and you will understand those origins better than ever before with the help of a remarkable new book. It's a book about the early history, about the birth of the United States. It's not just about the Constitution, though it's written by perhaps America's preeminent constitutional scholar. His name is Akhil Reed Amar. He is a Sterling Professor of Law at Yale Law School, and he has written marvelous books in the past about our Constitution. This is more about the context that created the Constitution. The book is called The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 to 1840. Akhil, congratulations on the book, and the first and obvious question would be, wait a minute. You're talking about the constitutional conversation from 1760? We didn't have a conversation. We didn't have a constitution in 1760. That's before we had a nation. It's before we had any constitution at all. How is it the constitutional conversation begins then?
Michael, thanks so much for having me. You've been such a great friend over the years, and I so love being on your show. I've been on before and your audience. So that's the whole point, is at the beginning, I say, in 1759, there really isn't quite America legally. There's Massachusetts, there's Virginia, there's South Carolina, but they're not really talking to each other yet. They're maybe talking to Britain, but beginning in 1760, 61, they start to talk to each other, and they start to talk constitutionally, initially about the British Constitution, which is unwritten, but there are rules, the rights of Englishmen that are historically understood as part of what the Brits would call their constitution, their way of life, how their society is constituted, structured, and beginning as early as 1761, Americans, especially in Boston in those early years, are beginning to say, hey, wait a minute, you are not giving us British folk in America the proper rights of Englishmen, the proper constitutional rights of Englishmen. Eventually, they'll begin to see that they actually have more in common with their fellow colonists up and down the seaboard. They will become Americans. They will become Americans legally, actually, technically, on July 2nd, that would be today, 1776, when they formally declare their independence, and 2 days later, they tell the world their reasons, what we call the Declaration of Independence. But today is actually the day in 1776 where America becomes America, where we're no longer merely Massachusetts and Virginia and South Carolina.
The book, The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation, perfect book to pick up on the 4th of July, or as Akhil makes the point, on the 2nd of July, really, which was the real day. That's the day that John Adams, in his famous letter, which you cite, of course, in your book, the famous letter he wrote to his wife, Abigail, he thought that we'd be celebrating on the 2nd of July. You make the case that Thomas Jefferson didn't really write the Declaration of Independence, that James Madison didn't really write the Constitution. Who did?
America. And the words that made us, it's a bit of a pun. It can also be understood as the words that made the U.S. I tell the story of the great man, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, and the first four presidents, Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison. Those stories are told, but below the tip, the apex of that pyramid, there's the awesome base of the American people who, beginning in 1760, are starting to talk amongst themselves about liberty, about their rights, about their responsibilities, about how they imagine a proper government should be structured. And how are they doing this? In newspapers, especially. It's a remarkably literate culture. People read their Bibles back then, and that was very important. And you, Michael, are carrying on that tradition of popular discourse with your extraordinary audience, who talk, you know, to themselves actually when they phone in and through you. So yes, my claim is beneath that these texts of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and these famous authors or draftsmen like Jefferson and Adams and Madison and Washington, who plays a bigger role in the Constitution than we conventionally understand. But beneath and behind those great men is the American people who have been talking about liberty and equality and rights and government for a very long time before these texts emerge.
If there was one story, this book is rich in story and portraits of people that many of the readers may never have heard of, but who played a role in this constitutional conversation. And the book goes up to 1840, and by the way, has a very controversial, benign view of Andrew Jackson, who isn't always thought of as a great figure, though he was very significant in our history. If there's one story in particular that you think people could benefit, take some inspiration from focusing on this particular 4th of July and this moment of our history, what story would it be?
I think it might be the story of Benjamin Franklin and his deepest idea, which is join or die. He articulates this in 1754. He says we colonists have to actually hang together. This even before 1760. And he's going to be there at Philadelphia. He does this in a newspaper. It's the world's first political cartoon. We have to hang together. And he puns on that, at least, you know, in legend, when he says in July of 1776, yeah, we better hang together, otherwise we're going to hang separately. We're pledging personally our lives, our fortune, our sacred honor, and if the king gets a hold of us, we're going to hang by the neck. That idea of hanging together is, in July of 1776, people from up and down the continent being involved in the drafting of the document, Roger Sherman from New England, Ben Franklin and then in Livingston from the Middle States, Adams, of course, John Adams from New England, and Thomas Jefferson from the South. And they're listening to each other. They don't agree on everything, but they're working with each other. They're becoming Americans by talking to each other and conversing, constitutional conversation. So George Washington, who's not there in 1776, he's off leading an army. And the Declaration was designed to be read aloud to Americans and to his troops, to Washington's troops in particular. So it's this idea of us, I think, that I'd say most of all. And then even very famously, even when they die, Adams and Jefferson, you and I were just talking offline, they die on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in different parts of America, but the rosebud on their lips, John Adams in New England, Jefferson in Virginia, is, I think, us, the Declaration, the United Colonies, the United States, hanging together, and we can't lose that join or die, that idea of usness.
How important that is! How important that is for this moment, Professor Akhil Reed Amar. I'm proud to call a friend. His remarkable new book, which covers in vivid and engrossing detail 80 years of epic history from 1760 all the way to 1840. May our constitutional conversation continue, and may you and your good efforts for our country, Akhil, continue to be blessed. We will be right back with more about cinematic efforts to divert us and more on The MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Self, yeah.
Brotherhood, and at a time when the country is so badly divided as it is today, it's truly worthwhile going back and looking at the story of the Declaration of Independence and the story of the Constitution of the United States and the story of the fight over the ratification of the Constitution, what Akhil Reed Amar was talking about. And again, he's both a professor of political science and a professor of law. And the stories in his book come alive and cover some of the same ground that I've tried to cover in my books, The American Miracle and God's Hand on America, most recently. And when you hear every gain divine, in the story, which I also tell in my book, of Catherine Lee Bates, who wrote that song that Ray Charles, of course, performed just there. But the story is she was traveling and she drove up as far as you could toward Pikes Peak in Colorado and looked out. And those words came to her. And crown thy good with brotherhood. It's a time where we need that, join or die, and basically all hang together, which is why the obsession with dividing everything is so destructive. And actually, Jeffrey Rosen of the National Constitution Center, he's the president and CEO of that organization, was on this CBS podcast. We played a little bit of it for you before, which did a very good job, and talked more about American progress with Major Garrett on CBS. This is clip 12B.
Jeff, as you well know, the conversation currently in America is that there was something so very wrong at the heart of those deliberations. You mentioned the word slavery, that takes a good portion, or ought to take a good portion, of the majesty that we have historically attributed to that time, to that place, and this written document. How do you think about that?
The Constitution was imperfect, but its ideals were more perfect. And that's why the preamble uses the word, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. And that's why the Constitution attempted to enshrine the soaring ideals of the Declaration of Independence that all men and women and human beings are created free and equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, but that those ideals were not fully achieved at the Constitution. It took Lincoln resurrecting the ideals at Gettysburg, Frederick Douglass in his immortal What to a Slave is the Fourth of July speech, then the women at Seneca Falls insisting that women as well as men were included in the embracive promises of the Declaration, then Dr. King on the Mall once again invoking the promissory note of the Declaration, which he said could be fulfilled by the civil rights movement.
Okay, all of these noble moments, but enabled by the framework for government, for a country, for a noble idea that was put in place by the founders. And earlier in the conversation, I think it's very telling that Major Garrett asked Jeffrey Rosen, okay, is the word miracle too strong? And of course he said not. And one of the things that I tell the story in some detail in American Miracle, in the chapter about the miracle of the Constitution, because it was. There was a heated passions about an inability to agree, not just on slavery, though they argued about that a lot, but they were arguing about whether we should have a Congress in the United States that was going to be based on population, where there would be more representation from the populous states, because Virginia, the most populous colony, was vastly, it was, I think, 12 times more populous than Delaware. And yet one of the schemes that the small states wanted was that you'd have each small state have one vote. That's the way they had it in the old Articles of Confederation before the Constitution. And the one vote for every state? Well, the Virginia, of course, wanted it all by population. And in the midst of the very, very hot tempers, they had a miraculous cooling rain shower in Philadelphia in August. Cool down tempers. And then a famous delegate in the convention took a walk. Nobody knows why, but it ended up saving the Constitution. What do you do to save the movie industry? I don't know. There's a big new movie called America the Motion Picture, which we'll review along with The Forever Purge and The Tomorrow War. We'll be right back on The MedVet Show.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden cuts off a reporter's question on Afghanistan, telling her that he refuses to answer any more questions on the subject during a presser on the June jobs report.
I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, it's 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week, but on this holiday weekend, I'm going to celebrate it.
The woman who allegedly held out a banner causing a crash of dozens of cyclists during the first stage of the Tour de France last Saturday has been identified and is undergoing police questioning, the Brest prosecutor's office told CNN. The accident happened when a female spectator on the side of the road held up a big sign which caused the pileup. The woman could face up to 2 years in prison and a fine of $35,000, according to the Brest prosecutor's office. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And this is when the flies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded the Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw.
Words of description here about the song America, the Paul Simon song performed by Simon and Garfunkel. Following a road trip by Paul Simon and his then girlfriend Kathy Chitty, this song captures the tumultuous year across America that saw the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy while the Vietnam War escalated. But the song doesn't allude to that. It alludes to that longing that people felt at the time, and I've always loved that song. That longing to find the America that animated the dreams of the people who came here. In many cases, people like our grandparents, certainly our great-grandparents. Look, it's one of those things where, of course, there are going to be political disputes. There are going to be all kinds of struggles. There are all kinds of issues that are very important. But the one thing one would hope would be that some of the conversation about those disputes would be worthy of this country, that they would be worthy of the heritage and the ideals that have made this country so impactful on the rest of the world. I mentioned before the one very, very mysterious founder, and we know almost nothing about him. I mean, we know he was a rich guy. He lived in Maryland. His name was Daniel of St. Thomas Jennifer. Now, if somebody said, who was Daniel of St. Thomas Jennifer, you'd say, I don't know, but he was one of the people who drafted the Constitution. And according to a lot of people who have written about the detailed records of the Constitutional Convention, he was one of the guys who kept it together. How? Because they were about to take a vote that would have actually changed the direction of history, because it would have broken up the convention, because it would have stipulated that, no, they were going to have one Congress like the British Parliament that was based upon population, and the small states would have walked out and the whole thing would have fallen apart. What happened is he got up and left so that in his state, the additional vote that he would have provided that would have swung it over, and that would have had the vote and the majority, and they would not have had the compromise that led to a separate House and a separate Senate and to the United States of America. And I talk about that story in The American Miracle. And again, that chapter, An Assemblage of Demagogues, which is what Jefferson called the people who gathered to put together the Constitution, it's worth remembering, because, again, you want to be worthy at least of their level of disagreement. Right now, there's disagreement about Kamala Harris, and Biden aide charges sabotage of Harris. This is because of reports, and by the way, I had heard about this before she was vice president, that she apparently had a tough time working with her staff, and staff people disliked her. You know who else you heard that about, and you heard about a lot, was Amy Klobuchar. Now, is this, we only hear about this because Kamala Harris is a woman of color, or because Amy Klobuchar is a woman? This is outrageous. Joy Behar, who isn't going to have Meghan McCain as a punching bag sparring partner, if you want, after the end of July on The View. But she basically had an excuse or explanation for why there has been this criticism of Kamala Harris. This is clip 8. Listen.
You know, there's something about this story that doesn't pass the smell test for me. I mean, this is the second big story about Kamala Harris and negative. The first was at the border, and now this. She's only been in the job for 6 months. You know, Joe Biden was working in Congress for 40 years before he became vice president. And, you know, what's interesting is that this will be used by the right wing to attack the Biden administration. And isn't it interesting that they go after a black woman? They don't go after a white guy, Joe Biden, as much, because Joe Biden looks like the base on the right. He looks like them. So it's hard for them to, like, get mad at him, because then they get mad at themselves. You see, something like psychological is going on there. And so she doesn't look like the base. So it's easy to go after her. So I don't put much stake in this. I don't think this article means much. It's meaningless. And political is, you know, they pretty much go right. So I don't trust it.
Okay, political, she thinks, goes right. She obviously doesn't read it. This is so pathetic. Do you remember we had a vice president named Dan Quayle once? Yes, he's a friend of the family, and he's my wife's former co-author. But Dan Quayle's a great guy. He got so much grief over nothing. Nothing. And was made a target, and he kind of looked like the conservative base, didn't he? Didn't stop the press from attacking him. And again, she's saying the right wing is attacking Kamala Harris and not attacking Biden. How many times have people questioned Kamala Harris's cognitive ability? She doesn't even know she's alive. She can't even pronounce an English sentence, and she makes plenty of mistakes. I mean, do you remember the people talking about Dick Cheney and hoping he doesn't recover from his heart attack, or talking about him firing a load of buckshot into the face of his friend in a hunting accident, or comparing Dick Cheney to Darth Vader? Please. Okay. Speaking of police, I want to get this out of the way at the outset here. And we have a bunch of movies to talk about. The one movie that you probably should most seriously make an effort to miss is America the Motion Picture on Netflix. Well, what? A movie about George Washington and a movie about Samuel Adams and a movie about the American Revolution. Yeah, well, if you want to learn that the American Revolution was started because George Washington was angry because his best bud, Abraham Lincoln, was shot at Ford's Theater while they were watching the Red, White, and Blue Man group perform. And then Benedict Arnold came into the theater box and turned into a werewolf and ripped out Abraham Lincoln's throat. And if you want to hear lots and lots of F-words, and if you want to see Abraham Lincoln gushing blood and passing wind as he's dying, that's what this cartoon is. It sounds a little bit like this. Listen.
I'm George Washington.
Let's go start a revolution.
Ding dong. It's America, motherfucker.
Did you practice that line in the car on your way here?
Holy shit.
Hello, Gov.
Oi, Gov.
I can't ask you to go in there with me.
You?
Yeah, good. Because no.
Great. Good luck.
Whoa. I'm talking real heavy hitters.
Okay. There's no way that the descriptions that I could give you of this movie will make it sound as bad as it is. It's appalling. It's disgusting, frankly. I'm particularly offended. One of the tragedies of George Washington's life was that he never had his own children. He had stepchildren. Martha was a widow when they married. Here, there are pornographic sex scenes between George and Martha Washington. It's on Netflix. It deserves a TV Mature. It actually deserves an NC-17 rating for all of the F-words, 60 of them. But it, for 60 F-words, it only earns 1.5 stars. And that's only because some of the animation is a little bit clever. We will be right back with other more interesting films coming up on The Medved Show. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking forward to a wonderful Sabbath where we can eat outside again with a beautiful summertime and without broiling. And then a two-day 4th of July holiday. Major holidays in the Jewish calendar under the Orthodox tradition are often two-day holidays. So great to have 4th of July, the actual 4th on Sunday, and then the federal holiday on Monday. And on Sunday, 4th of July, look for a 4th of July column by Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, longtime producer and good friend of the Michael Medved Show. And Jeremy's piece will be in the Everett Herald and posted at michaelmedved.com, of course, on Sunday, 4th of July. And 4th of July, you now know you don't have to waste any time at all. Any time at all with America the Motion Picture on Netflix. But what about three other offerings from Hollyweird? Okay, another big and much discussed movie is The Boss Baby, Family Business. It's playing in theaters all around. The Boss Baby originally featured the voice of Alec Baldwin playing a newborn baby who comes in and torments his family that he takes over, particularly his older brother, with a sort of a soul of a corporate raider and the voice of Alec Baldwin and his own sort of tyrannical agenda. This movie shows that one-time boss baby, now as a grown-up who's become a billionaire, and who basically reunites with his older brother, who is much more modest, voiced by James Marsden, and they have a new boss baby in the family. The movie's called The Boss Baby Family Business, playing in theaters all around the world. Listen.
Baby Corp developed a new formula that can turn a grown-up back into a baby in 48 hours.
You want me to be a baby again?
Yep, there's the awkward stage. Baby Corp will offer a full memory wipe following this experience.
So, what's the crisis?
An evil genius is teaching kids to be very bad, bad babies.
Welcome to the baby revolution.
Aha! We're going to need a disguise to go undercover.
Okay, they ought to get a disguise to go undercover after this bomb. It's really But considering the quality of the animation and how much money they made on the first film, this may be somebody's cup of tea, but it's hard to imagine. Truly hard to imagine, because basically it's frenetic slapstick. Kids will not be able to follow it at all. And then, as a matter of fact, the plot is so twisty and complicated, being a baby again. And then there's a Jeff Goldblum-voiced character who's evil head of a school that is trying to take over the world and put babies in charge. None of it is particularly much fun, but the animation, again, is skillful. And Jeff Goldblum, at least, is a hoot. So 2 stars, yeah, for The Boss Baby. The Forever Purge is a very different kind of movie, and it's another movie in a series. This, believe it or not, is the 5th Purge movie. And the idea of a purge is that the government, desperate to sort of subdue the populace, has allowed people one day a year where they can just run wild and commit murder and rape and mayhem and vandalism. This time, a lot of that purge actually doesn't stop when it's supposed to after 24 hours. That's why they are playing the Forever Purge in theaters across the country. Listen.
Help me! Help me! The purge is over, please!
No, it ain't.
What's the thing? Nobody hear the sirens?
There's no crime anymore. Anything goes.
You rich can't hide behind your steel walls no more.
Powerless. How's that feel?
It's the real purge.
The Forever Purge!
There's nowhere safe to go. No way to get help.
We gotta find another way to get out of here.
Okay, the irony of this purge is a lot of it is aimed at immigrants, particularly immigrants from Mexico. Two of the leading characters here are immigrants from Mexico. The movie features Will Patton and Josh Lucas as members of a wealthy family, a wealthy Texas farming family, who were victimized by the purgists, who appear to be right-wing white supremacist extremists. The film has a very powerful political agenda, and it is shockingly well done for what it is. It actually makes you nervous, edgy, scared, but I'll give you one of the indications of where it is heading. Is ultimately the violence becomes so over the top in the southwestern United States that Mexico opens up its border and people are trying to crash through the wall in the other direction, running away to Mexico. Science fiction, of course. Does it have its touching and scary moments? It does. It's clever, but I hope it's the last of the series. It won't be the 5th of the Purge films. 2.5 stars, rated a very hard R. And speaking of movies with their more than their share of violence, there is The Tomorrow War, which is available on Amazon Prime Video. And this stars Chris Pratt as a veteran who is called back into service, but called back into service to save humanity in the future. He first has to be transported through time. Listen.
We are fighting a war 30 years in the future.
Is it a joke?
Our enemy is not human. We need you to fight.
You got drafted.
I will be back. I was trying to save my daughter. If I gotta save the world to save her, then I'm gonna do it.
This is the end. The human species will disappear from the face of the earth. We are literally living on borrowed time.
There's still a chance that we can stop this war from ever happening. So we gotta fight.
Okay. Does any of this plot make any sense at all, that they have to, they're transported into the future and then back from the future? Ivan Stefanski plays someone who's very significant. Telling who she plays would give too much away, but very significant to the main character. Look, the one thing that makes this film watchable, aside from really very effective monsters who are aliens who actually eat people and are eating up all of humanity in the future, the one thing that makes it a watchable are better than you'd expect performances from kind of everybody. Chris Pratt is a profoundly likable leading man, and he plays somebody who's reached a point in his life where basically he feels defeated, and he can find his way again in the military going into the future. The way they find out that this war is going on in the future and ask for volunteers for it is fairly cleverly done. The problem is that the setup before you ever meet the monsters or you see what they're encountering takes forever and drags out the length of the film far more than this slender material can survive. Some of the special effects are impressive. It is not for small kids because there's lots of guts being ripped out and people being chewed and monsters being torn apart. And for people who don't like danger, suspense, or science fiction that is fairly complicated to follow, the Tomorrow War, well, it's not for you tomorrow or the next day. 2.5 stars for The Tomorrow War. That leaves us with just a few moments to mention some other things you could consider on the 4th of July. One of them, as I mentioned, is reading Jeremy Steiner's column that will be appearing this weekend, and it's a relatively new thing for him. And he's talking about the same need that Akhil Amar was stressing, the need to come together, to crown our good with brotherhood. And that's worth doing. But there's something else. One of the things that is worth reading, I know people sometimes read the Declaration of Independence, which is always great, but even better, read some Lincoln. And read, because Lincoln was described by Richard Brookhiser as the founder's son. And Lincoln, speaking about the founders, the first inaugural address, the second inaugural address, his 1862, December 1862, report to Congress, where he said, our occasion is piled high with difficulty. We must rise to the occasion. Just reading Lincoln makes you feel good. It is eminently worthwhile and should make you proud, not embarrassed or guilty or filled with grievance, but proud and grateful to be a citizen of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.